The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
One Life Radio appreciates the support from our sponsors. Make sure you check out these great companies. Sun Warrior, the pioneers of plant-based protein. Go to sunwarrior.com and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. Enviromedica, makers of Terraflora and new Immuniflora. Learn more at enviromedica.com. Castor and Pollux, extraordinary pet food that has set the new standard of purposeful pet food. Paleo Magazine is now all digital, so you can go to paleomagazine.com and subscribe. Also, the Wellbeing Journal, combining physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. Veg World Magazine. Sign up and get a free online subscription at vegworldmag.com. The International Society of Sports Nutrition, the only nonprofit academic society dedicated to sports nutrition and supplementation. Learn more at sportsnutritionsociety.org. And Thorne Research, redefining what it means to be well and pushing the limits of human potential. Go to the sponsor page at oneliferadio.com for links and listener discounts. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. Happy St. Patty's Day. This is Bernadette with Junior, broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia, as well as KMET in Southern California on ABC News Talk and Gabrau. Junior?
Yes. I forget what that means.
I don't know. No.
I see it out all the time, around, you know, down during St. Patrick's Day, but what is it?
It means I looked it up right beforehand, and it's basically to celebrate Ireland, like Ireland, Ireland forever. That's gotcha. What it means. Ireland forever.
Well, same to you then.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not half Irish. I say I'm half Irish, but my mother was Irish, English, and Scottish, which was not uncommon, you know, because, you know, they're all very close up there.
Right.
Yeah. And so, so I grew up in a house where basically I was half Irish and half Italian. It got very interesting on St. Patrick's Day, and a high school. I went to a Catholic high school, which was half Irish and half Italian. So it was kind of like, wow, the whole town was half Irish and half Italian.
Yeah, that's the same thing where I grew up in New Jersey. It was the same thing. It was it was Irish, Italian, and Polish. That was it.
Yep.
You're one of the three.
Yeah, I know.
Or a combination. Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's good to be here today. It always is. It's such an honor to be live on radio out of Dallas, Texas, one of the greatest cities in our nation. And we've got a great show today. At the half, we've got Lisa Hubbard. We're going to be talking about Pilates. It's the first time I think we ever have really talked in depth about Pilates on the show with Lisa Hubbard, who is one of the, oh my gosh, she's the top Pilates girl in the whole country. So really great going to be talking with her. And we've got Chris Gronkowski back. He's on the line right now. It's so great. Happy St. Patty's Day, Chris. How you doing today?
Hey. I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good. It's great to have you with us again. It's Workout Wednesday here on One Life Radio, and I think everybody knows who you are, but let me introduce you. Chris Gronkowski is the owner and inventor of the Ice Shaker, vacuum insulated bottles that holds ice for over 30 hours. They're actually pretty amazing if you haven't tried one, but he first made his career for himself as a professional football player, joining the NFL in 2010 after being signed by the Dallas Cowboys as a fullback. And during his years in the NFL, Chris also played for the Indianapolis Colts and the Denver Broncos. And now, with the help of his four brothers, Chris Gronkowski puts all of his energy into running Ice Shaker, continuously updating the product line while improving the experience of protein shakers everywhere. You can visit them at iceshaker.com. And today we're actually talking about green drinks for St. Pat's Day and building muscle at home. So, as I said, happy St. Patrick's Day, Chris. And so we're all kind of sharing our favorite healthy green drinks today. So what do you like to put in your green smoothies?
Oh, I like it. So this one's interesting. And I picked this up when I was playing. And, in the NFL, we always had access to a blender and a huge, pretty much smorgasbord of whatever we wanted to eat.
Wow.
And one of the players would always put spinach in his shakes. And I looked at it, and I just thought he was crazy. Like, I just figured it would make it taste awful.
Yeah.
And he'd also put tomatoes in it too, like the baby tomatoes. And I just thought it was so weird, but you know, he kept saying like, you can't taste it. And so I finally got to the point where I tried it, threw some fruit in there as well, some protein, mixed it up, and you really can't. And it was a great way to add those greens that you don't always love to eat into your daily routine without even knowing it. So that was a technique that I started using from that point forward, is just throw the spinach in your shake.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Do you do that, Junior, when you make a shake? Do you throw green stuff in it?
Well, I did today because I don't normally make shakes. My wife makes them for my daughters when they have, like, dance competition. So we always have this stuff to make shakes. I just normally don't, but I did today, and I actually did put spinach in there. She does this what I Googled it. It's actually called the Beginner's Luck Green Shake, and this is what she makes for my daughters. It's 2 cups of spinach, 2 cups of almond milk. There's some avocado, apples, and bananas. So that's what I've got in my ice shaker right here. Drinking it. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's not bad. And like you said, you can't even taste the spinach. I mean, it makes it green, but it doesn't taste like you're drinking a bunch of greens.
Yeah. Well, I'm intermittent fasting, so I can't have my greens until after the show, but I've got water in my ice shaker. I love them. They're beautiful. We had them all custom made right before the holiday with our logo on them in white and with silver. It's really, really pretty. But yeah, I'm just drinking good old-fashioned water. But it's amazing, Chris. I was talking with Marie before the show. She put some ice and water in her ice shaker back, I don't know, like a couple of days ago. And this morning she said, there's still ice in it after all these hours. So how did you do that? Like, why is the ice shaker so different from every other shaker out there?
Yeah, so we used a premium grade kitchen grade stainless steel, and then we vacuum insulated, and we use a little bit thicker of a stainless steel as well than most bottles are, so they're not going to dent as easy as some of the bottles out there, and they're also going to hold the cold a little bit longer as well. So once you vacuum seal, what they're doing is they're actually sucking the air out of the cup in between the two layers, and that prevents heat or cold from transferring through that vacuum. So the only way it's allowed to escape is through the top, through the lid. So it will hold the heat or the cold for a really long time.
Yeah. Okay. So, Junior, you want to ask a question about how long does the beer stay cold?
Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna try it out tonight. I don't know
if you've
tested it out, but I've got a DJ for like 5 hours tonight, and so I was gonna pour my green beer in there because there's nothing worse than warm beer. So if you haven't tested it out, I'll let you know the research info tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we got a lot of people use it for that too, and it stays cold for a long time. And what I do is I just take the lid off, and it's almost like a, you know, a wide mouth cup is all it really is at that point then, and it works great.
It's also easy to clean too, so getting that green dye is not even going to be a problem with it, because that's the other thing I love about the ice shaker bottles, just how easy it is to clean. I got two for my daughter, each daughter. They each got one. I have one. My wife has one. And they're the greatest thing because just how easy they are to clean. And like you said, last time you were on, they don't smell. Like, that's always a problem with shaker bottles, you know, is they always smell. And I never get that with the ice shaker bottle.
Yeah, it's a fantastic bottle. It really is. And I put, you know, I usually, you know, I Sun Warrior's been a longtime sponsor of One Life Radio, and I love their products. I like their clean greens and protein. It's a great product, and it doesn't stick. You know how a lot of protein powders will, like, stick to, like, a shaker bottle and get all clogged up in there? Theirs does not. And I think it's because it's so clean, and it's, you know, it's plant-based. And anyway, so I get my greens in with my protein, and the nice thing I like about the ice shaker bottle in particular is it, because it stays cold for so long, like if you go in to run errands or something like that and you've got a protein shake and you haven't drank it all yet, you can leave it in your car, even in Texas, for a few minutes, and the stuff still stays cold. And so you don't feel like, oh, I'm going to get food poisoning or something from it getting real warm, you know, especially depending upon if you use, you know, real milk, whey milk. I say real. It's not really, I don't know. Milk can be anything, right?
Nowadays, yeah.
Nowadays, yeah. And milk, you know, I don't know. People feel differently about it. I haven't drank whey protein in a very long time because I'm all plant-based now. But no, to each his own, to each his own. Did you guys hear about that crazy story? Somebody told me last night on social media. It just popped into my head about, I guess, some plant-based people in Colorado were going to have a a plant-based day, if you will. And
in
then,
Colorado, what plants are they using?
Yeah, I know, right?
I think that comes up April 20th.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, geez. But, you know, one of the things that we were going to talk about today with you, Chris, and you know a lot about this, you're so muscular. You're so fit. So we're going to be talking about building muscle from home today. So why is building muscle at home different from building it in the gym? And is it just as effective? What are your tips?
Yeah, so that's, I mean, it's been a huge topic ever since COVID hit, and you know, people can't go to the gym as much. And even for me, it was something I had to figure out too. I couldn't go to the gym, and I didn't have the weights at my house. So, and then I'm sure, as everyone knows, if you tried to get them, they were pretty much sold out everywhere. Mm-hmm. So you have to change up your routine. I had to learn how to work out from home, and it's definitely possible. And the really cool thing is after all that time with COVID and no weights at my house, I was able to go to the gym and I still had my strength when I got back. So I know it works. And there's definitely ways to work out at home without weights. And I've proven it over a 3 to 4 month period where at first I had nothing besides some resistant bands. And then I now have one set of 30-pound dumbbells, and that was it. So I found different ways to do it. A lot of it, mostly body weight in higher reps.
Yeah. Do you do a lot of pull-ups when you were at home? Isn't that a big one to determine and build a lot of like upper body strength, which is of course what men tend to concentrate on, right? They like big muscles in their arms and in their chest, right? You've got huge arms.
Absolutely.
In fact, I know you measure them. How big are your arms? All guys measure their arms.
I am not sure at this point. I think I might have got close to like 18-inch arms at one point, but
wow.
That was back when I was playing, and it was mostly because I weighed a lot more.
Yeah.
But pull-ups are great. The problem is that not everyone could do them, and not everyone has somewhere to do them at their house as well.
Yeah.
So you also burn out quick, and so it's a hard exercise to maintain.
Yeah,
and a lot of people have to build up to it as well by doing other exercises like lat pull downs or just I guess assisted pull ups as well help a lot. So it's a great exercise if you can do it. Not everyone can, and not everyone has the ability to do it from home either. So I did not.
Yeah.
And I found ways to do it with resistant bands instead. So that was a substitute for me I was out of the gym.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. You know, so much to talk about. We're going to go for a quick break. More coming up with Chris Gronkowski. We're talking about building muscle at home. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Listening to One Life Radio. Make sure you check out our podcast and get to know the show at oneliferadio.com.
Oh my gosh. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. We are live from Dallas, Texas, with Chris Gronkowski. It's Bernadette and Junior, and we're so happy today to do the show with Chris. He is the owner and inventor of Ice Shaker, vacuum insulated bottles that hold ice for over 30 years. He is a former NFL player. He played for the Dallas Cowboys as a fullback and also with the Indianapolis Colts and the Denver Broncos. And today we're talking with him about building muscle at home. So, you know, Chris, you said that you used bands, and you also said you used some weights from home. Like, what did you use as a substitute for actual weights to give you what you needed in order to build muscle from home?
Yeah, a couple of things. These are I don't know if everyone has these at home, but my kids have definitely helped me as well achieve my goals. They like to get on my back when I'm doing push-ups. they like when hold them when I'm doing squats too. And one of their favorite things is like when I throw them up towards the ceiling. and it's a great workout. I mean, it's a squat and then it's a shoulder workout as well. And they absolutely love it. So. Every time I finish a set, they say one more. And by the end of it, I'm sweating. They're having fun. And it's a great workout.
That's a great idea. My dad used to throw us. We talked about this before on the air, Junior and I. My dad used to throw us into bed at night, you know, and I think it's kind of a dad thing. But what a great way to implement weightlifting and have fun with your kids at the same time. That's a fantastic idea. I could see you doing that, Junior.
Yeah, well, when my kids were little, yeah, my kids are a little too big now. That would definitely be a great workout if I could throw them. But, you know, when I read the article, though, on iceshaker.com about, you know, doing workouts at home, I was thinking to myself, I'm like, yeah, you know, weight is weight. It doesn't really matter what it is. And then even like, I don't have a stair machine, but I have stairs. Like I can run up and down my stairs.
It was also, I
always had the impression that you couldn't get as good as a workout at home as you could in the gym. You know, so if somebody like me was going to start working out at home, are there maybe like three things you would say, you know, to have that are maybe a little inexpensive that you can get a great workout in? I know you mentioned bands, but you know, is there anything else that you would say if you had these, you could get something going?
Yeah, so I could hit most of the workouts, except really a back workout without some kind of resistance. So the bands are a super cheap option, and you really only need one for the most part, because what's great about them is you can choke up on them to make them a little bit heavier as well. So you could shorten the band just by grabbing it further down, and that's going to give you more resistance as well. So bands were definitely, for me, it allowed me to do some lifts that I couldn't do without them. But there's stuff around the house weight-wise that you could use as well. I mean, a gallon of water is going to weigh 8 pounds. I have buckets at the house that, you know, it's the Home Depot bucket or whatever, that it's 5 gallons. So
Yeah.
You times that by 8, you know, that's 40 pounds. And you got a good workout coming with a 40-pound bucket, especially with water in it because of the instability. So there's things that are there that you can use for sure. But at the end of the day, if you're just doing stuff like wall sits with body weight, it's challenging after a while. So time under tension is absolutely huge. And with everything, just talking about just push-ups alone, if you're good at doing push-ups and you could do, say, 100, which is a ton, you know, you can't do 100 when you do a 10-second count down and a 10-second count up. It makes it very challenging, and it gives you your muscles under tension, and it's almost the same thing. It's just having more weight. And that's pretty much what you're doing at the gym. So there's a ways to achieve that same result without having any weight at all at your house.
Do you have tires at your house? You know, like they always show in the NFL where the guys jump in and out of the tires. I just had that image pop into my head.
No, I don't. And shockingly, I didn't have much equipment at all. My dad's been in the fitness industry for over 30 years, and I just didn't have anywhere to put it with the kids. And in Texas, we don't have basements like I did up north in Buffalo, where, you know, you'd always have the gym in the basement. So with the business, my 3-car garage is full of boxes. So there was just nowhere to put fitness equipment. And then when I finally tried to get some, it was all sold out at that point. So I just, bands was huge. Going back to push or to pull-ups, one of the things that I learned was that I can pretty much do everything as long as I had a door and a resistance band. And stuff like lat pull downs, you could easily just put the band over the top of the door and you could pull down on it. And it works really well. I got to give one warning though, because I saw my friend do this, and he saw me doing some workout videos, and I was doing that, and he had one of those bands that was circular. And when he went to pull down on it, it rolled right off and it hit him in the face.
Oh, yeah.
So you just got to make sure that if you are using a band, that it doesn't slip off the door.
Oh, yeah.
And end up coming back and whacking you.
How sick are we for laughing about someone getting smacked in the face?
I mean, those videos are all over the internet. I laugh at them all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
He posted it and then reposted it, so he enjoyed it as well. And everyone, yeah, he didn't get seriously hurt or anything like that, but it was kind of like, you know, getting hit with a rubber band kind of deal. And it doesn't feel good, but it's funny.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
It is funny. Well, you know, how important is it to choose the right training method? And do you need to determine, Chris, like your fitness level before you start weight training? How do you do that? You just by trial and error?
Yeah, I mean, they suggest going to a doctor before you start any type of program. You know, for me, I just tell people to start slow. If you haven't worked out in a while, you know, you can always start with a walk. And people don't necessarily see the benefit in that, but once you start tracking it, you get up, you start moving, you'll start seeing results just from walking and doing that a couple times a day. From there, you can always start slow and test. You're going to get super sore the first time you work out, and you got to expect that. And most people give up after that because it's an uncomfortable feeling. But
yeah,
if you start slow and you progress with it and you take care of yourself, pretty soon those workouts will be really easy for you, and you won't be getting sore anymore.
Well, yeah, and I think a lot of people out there listening can relate, especially after the, you know, this past year, 2020, so many of us weren't able to go to the gym, and even if we were, a lot of people just were so depressed about everything that was happening. They didn't have the motivation. Maybe they did in 2019 or prior, but, you know, how do you motivate yourself to work out, Chris, when you don't feel like, or do you ever have moments like that?
I think everyone does, right?
Yeah.
No matter who you are, at some point, you're going to have a tough day and you're not going to feel like doing it. And that's not always necessarily a bad thing either. And COVID had, I slowed down a little bit because of it. And it seemed to actually help me. I was someone that was going to the gym 7 days a week, and you have to also let your body recover, which was something that I wasn't doing a great job with. Mm-hmm. I would get halfway through the day, tell myself I was going to take a day off, and I'd end up at the gym. You know, that afternoon, and it just wasn't beneficial. I actually felt better when I started taking a couple of days off, but to stay motivated for me, it's in my blood, and it's just the competition for me has always driven me to get up and want to get better and succeed. Mm-hmm. So I think you have to be in it for yourself, and you have to set a goal of where you want to be, and that will help you stay motivated, and it's got to be attainable as well.
Yeah.
And then every day you have to do something to help you get there and take those steps. It can't be some massive thing at the end of the month. It's got to be a daily goal that you set. And I love stuff like the Fitbits and Apple Watches and all that, because they give you that daily goal and you can set it every day where, hey, today I want to move, whether it be a walk or a workout or whatever it is. I just need to do something active for 30 minutes.
No,
and just starting there, or even 10 minutes, 15, whatever it is, and hitting that every day helps you get to that bigger goal at the end of the day, end of the month.
Absolutely. You know, they say that 60% of Americans will be obese by 2030, which is really sad. A lot of it is because of the ultra processed food, lack of exercise. But, you know, you said daily habits can change your life forever. They really can. Simple habits, you know, like just working out, even if it's every other day, can have just a profound impact in upgrading your quality of life. And I think that's the big message here today. Don't you think so?
Absolutely. And it's just small things too that people don't think about. It's not necessarily taking away things. It could also be adding things. So you don't have to take away some of your favorite things. It's just, hey, let's add an extra walk into our schedule today, or today when I'm on my meeting, you know, a 30-minute meeting or phone call where I'm not necessarily needing to talk. I'm just listening. Let's get up and walk that whole time. Let's go outside and do something. So let's add something, instead of thinking this as like something that I have to subtract all the time.
Yeah.
So let me add something into my day instead of trying to cut out a whole meal or do something I don't like doing. Let's just add something simple that could help me get better.
Yeah, I heard your little dog barking in the background. Tell us about your dog. Junior has Evie. I have like 10 dogs, so we won't go into that. Junior started walking Evie recently.
Mm-hmm.
Do you walk your dog, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely. Walk the dog, and then I have three kids as well, and they love going for walks. And the little one is 9 months old, so he loves being out there, and it's a great way to get him to fall asleep as well. So
yeah,
it's a nice little dual purpose for me. Get a little exercise in and the kids enjoy it as well.
Yeah, it's a great way to, shake it into spring, right? With the with a little exercise. Oh my gosh, I'm reading that from your website, iceshaker.com. I love that. But so great to have you with us. It really is. And anything else you want to tell our listeners today before we go to break?
Let's see. I would just tell people to start small with their goals. Do one thing every day to make yourself better, whether it be a better healthy choice or a new exercise you're trying. And at the end of the day, just make it fun. I think that's what stops a lot of people, is they think of it more as a chore or a job. You'll find a way to do something that you actually enjoy, and you'll reach your goals a lot easier, and you'll actually enjoy doing it as well. So make it fun and enjoy it, and that will make you reach your goals.
Great advice. Great advice. Chris Gronkowski, everyone. Check him out at iceshaker.com. Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you later. And have a happy St. Patty's Day. I'll be thinking of you when I drink my green beer later on this afternoon.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
All right. Same
Thanks
to you.
So much.
All right, everyone. We'll be right back. We've got Lisa Hubbard coming up. We're going to be talking about, is Pilates right for you? Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful.
Follow us on social media at One Life Radio.
Everybody, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Junior. We are broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia, as well as KMET in Southern California on ABC News Talk. We have Lisa Hubbard with us. She is the creator and founder of Rhythm Pilates and is an associate faculty member for world-renowned BASI Pilates. She studied Pilates for over 20 years and is featured in many award-winning DVDs and textbooks. Lisa has been a second-time cover model for Pilates Style magazine, and she has dedicated over 20 years to training in the Pilates method. She has been teaching for over 18 years, and in 2020, Lisa was listed in the top 10 most influential Pilates instructors on social media. Her website is rhythmpilates.com or on Instagram at Lisa Hubbard Pilates. Such an honor to have you with us today, Lisa. Welcome to One Life Radio.
Well, thank you, Bernadette. Such a warm welcome. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. We've never discussed Pilates in length, like we are going to today with you, one of the top experts in the world, I would say. So how do we determine if Pilates is right for us? And let me ask you this, though, to begin with, what is the history of Pilates? Where did it start?
Well, that's a great question. Many people do not know that a man created Pilates, and because most women do Pilates, but Pilates was created by a man named Joseph Pilates. He was born in Germany in Mönchengladbach, and for about 20 years, he developed what he called contrology, meaning control of science. He believed that the mind controls the body, and he developed over the years the mat work that we know today, as well as devising apparatuses to help, strengthen the body, tone the core, increase flexibility, flexibility, improve posture. So he developed this over 20 years. And he was interned in World War I at the Man of Isle in England, and he started teaching his camp members his exercises. Mm-hmm. So that's really the beginning of when it started over that period of time. In the early 20th century, he immigrated to New York, and he opened up a Pilates studio. And
wow.
That's when it kind of started hitting, the actors and dancers. He had this popular studio in New York City, and that's kind of how it all began.
Wow. Yeah. Didn't he at first, whenever anyone, at least me, okay, we'll start with me. Whenever I think of Pilates, I always think of like the machine, the wooden structure that you get on, right, to stretch your body or move, right? That those still, okay. And didn't that start with his mattress, Joseph Pilates, when he was imprisoned he started to build a contraption out of the bed that he used to sleep on, or am I wrong about that?
Well, it all started on the mat work, and then when he was in England, he started devising ways to create resistance for the bedridden, for the injured, and he started creating different pieces of apparatuses. One is called the reformer, the other one is the wonder chair. You'll see some little infomercials if you do any research on Joseph Pilates, with the wonder chair in his living room. It's a chair, but really you can work out with it. He believed that the first thing that you want to do in the morning is increase your circulation, internal shower, and that has a lot to do with the breathing techniques of Pilates. It's an internal shower for your body. And then he's created so many other apparatuses, barrels, the Cadillac, all types of fun equipment to help with the physical fitness.
Yeah, no, and I've heard people say that if you want to get in the best shape of your life, that Pilates is one of the top methods for that. But a lot of people, I think of it as being, oh, that looks so difficult. I don't think I can do that. I think a lot of people have that mindset. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would definitely agree. Or, they have a mindset that it's just stretching, or it's too easy, mm-hmm. or it's just for dancers, or it's just for girls. But a man created it. And Pilates is for everybody, because everybody, anybody can do Pilates, and get the benefits from it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I believe it's kind of like it's like your foundation of movement. It teaches you proper alignment of the body. It teaches you how to breathe correctly. It teaches you to move with control and not using momentum, and giving the small muscles the love that they really need, instead of using the big muscle groups most, let's say, fitness, weightlifters kind of use. So this is a little bit, this is different. This really supports the entire structure of your body from working inside out.
I love that. And I love you say internal showers and controlology. Is that the word that he?
Contrology.
Yes.
Contrology.
Yeah, that's yes, so cool.
That's what he named it. It is.
Yeah. Well, how is it different from other workouts? As you were speaking, and Junior, I don't know if you were thinking about this too. I was thinking it sounds a little bit similar to yoga. How is it different from other workouts?
Well, yoga and Pilates, the similarities there is, you have your mat, you have the mat work in Pilates. Yoga, works the mat. With Pilates, there is a system. So it's a system of exercises in an order of 34 particular exercises that lend hand to increasing all of the benefits of Pilates. And with the mat work, Pilates, there are some similarities. Let's say, some bow pose, some cat stretches, some particular exercises that are similar to yoga, but it is a completely different system. And a lot of people do confuse the two.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. And so what drew you to Pilates personally?
Oh, well, yeah. I was dancing a lot back in my early 20s, and mm-hmm. I noticed this reformer next to the dance studio, and I was really intrigued by it. and thought, okay, what is this machine? And one of my friends said, you know, this is the way to increase your dance technique. This is the golden ticket right here. So, and then, you know, I forgot about Pilates after, you know, I kind of stopped dancing. And then when I went back to it, I thought, what about that Pilates thing? Mm-hmm. And as soon as I tried it, I just literally knew that this was something that I wanted to explore more. It was different than any form of exercise that I had ever tried. Mm-hmm. You know, you have this, you really can connect to yourself, your mind, your body. It's like a movement meditation. And way you feel afterwards, even after one session, it keeps you coming back.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I've never practiced Pilates, but I'm going to start. I really am. It sounds so intriguing. So many questions I want to ask you. Let's go to break real quick, and then we'll reset. Okay. More coming up with Lisa Hubbard, everyone. Is Pilates right for you? We'll find out. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
On Facebook, hit like and follow us at One Life Radio.
All righty. Happy St. Patty's Day, everyone. We are live from Dallas, Texas, as well as KMET in Southern California on ABC News Talk. This is Bernadette Witt Jr. and Lisa Hubbard. We are continuing on talking about, is Pilates right for you? And I can't think of a better person to discuss this topic with than Lisa. She is the creator and founder of Rhythm Pilates and is an associate faculty member for world-renowned Bassi Pilates. She's also was listed as one of the top 10 most influential Pilates instructors on social media. Their website is rhythmpilates.com or on Instagram at Lisa Hubbard Pilates. Okay, Lisa, so many questions going through my head. Okay, so I want to start Pilates. Where's the best place? Where do I start? What would you tell me?
You know, that is such a great question with, you know, this lockdown.
Yeah.
Everything is going virtual. And so the best place is, I just have a brand new Pilates for Beginners program on OpenFit.
Oh,
and
nice.
It's a 3-week program to for anybody that's never stepped on a mat, for people that have always wanted to try Pilates but were a little too intimidated to walk into a class. This way you can do it from your own home. You don't need any equipment. You just need your mat. And I go through all of the fundamentals in a 3-week program to get you started. And then there's other programs on there as well. So I would say, yeah, from a qualified Pilates teacher, instructor, you know, that you don't want to hurt yourself with somebody that doesn't know, you know,
right,
enough about the body, because there have been things that have happened that way. So, yeah, a safe way, somebody that's seasoned and, being mindful.
Yeah. Well, you know, you talked about being a dancer. I'm a dancer too. I love to dance. I've danced my whole life. And is it an easier transition if you're a dancer? And also, I know I'm throwing a bunch of questions at you, but can people of any age practice Pilates? I'm no longer in my 20s, unfortunately, like when you started as well. But yeah, the time flies. It's like, what? How old am I? Are you kidding me?
I don't feel this old.
Yeah.
Sounds old, but yeah. Well, you know, most of my clients are more of the mature population.
Okay.
It's low impact. It's, you know, it's gentle on the joint. It's methodical. So anybody can do Pilates. I've worked with people that have had strokes. I've had people that have had, back surgery and, herniated discs, things like that. So anybody can do it. It's just depending upon the person in front of you walking into the studio, with a particular issue. And so anybody can do Pilates. And it's not just for dancers, but yes, dancers,
yeah.
you show them one time and they can do it. They've got it down. They're just wired that way. They've been trained to do it that way.
Yeah. Junior, are you thinking about Pilates? Are you getting excited?
I'm enjoying it here. I don't know if I have the patience. Like, I'm just, I don't know. Like, it just doesn't, to me, then I don't know. I'm weird about it. No, it's interesting. It is. Like, I'm listening to it, and I'm hearing what it's all about, and I didn't really know what Pilates was. I just, I don't know. I'm like, I don't know, sitting down on a mat and doing stretches and stuff for me is just...
I'm excited.
I don't know.
I'm super excited. And, you know, so you guys, one of my friends, Logan, that's the only person I know, and she's like 29 forever. No, I think she just had a birthday, but I do think she's 29. And she's got an amazing body. She used to be a cheerleader, and collegiate cheerleader. And she does Pilates. She was talking to me about it just a couple of months ago, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I think I'll try that sometime. Didn't get to it, you know, and continued on with my other stuff that I do, like dancing, jumping rope, you know, lifting. I train with a trainer as well, but I want to get in really fantastic shape, and I heard that Pilates really is an exercise that can really, really get you in great shape.
You know, it does, and it can, and it, you know, all it does is take a little consistency. The beautiful thing about Pilates and the way we work is the most important thing is that we're utilizing proper breathing. So breathing activates your transverse abdominis. It's the first layer of your abs. So that is your core, which wraps around your entire waist like a belt. So when you laugh or cough, that is activated. So all of our breathing, every single exercise and every single repetition, you're engaging that core as well as the entire body. The entire body must be connected. You must be present. And that's the beauty of it. So that's the thing that I fell in love with it, that I get this time for me. I get to internalize. I get to focus on me for 30 to 60 minutes and feel absolutely amazing. Your core is stronger. Your posture is better. You can breathe better. You have more mobility, more flexibility, more range of motion, more power. There are so many benefits to Pilates. By just doing the work. And Joseph Pilates said, in 10 sessions, you will feel a difference. In 20 sessions, you will, see the difference. In 30 sessions, you will have a whole brand new body.
Wow. And where did you say,
quote unquote.
You said you have a beginner course that starts, it's a 3-week course. Tell us the information
yes.
again, because I know I'm,
yes.
I didn't write it down the first time, but we want to put it out on social for sure.
Well, I appreciate that. Yes, it's on OpenFit. It's an app, and I have a direct link in my Instagram bio to click on there, check it out. It will ask you some questions. How many times a week would you like to work out? Things like that, your goal. It's a wonderful app, very user-friendly, and you'll get 2 weeks free if you use my link.
Oh, nice. Well, I'm going to do that. I am. I'm ready for something new. I am. And I've always, I've always wanted to try it. So the time is right. Right. And sometimes you
yes,
just have to.
Yes, not a better time, Bernadette.
Yeah.
You go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and
That's
great. One of the things I love talking about fitness on the radio is I want to encourage everyone to get out there and move their body, because I know for me personally, it is the one thing that keeps me sane. When I'm depressed or I'm anxious and I dance or I work out or I jump jump rope or I lift weights, whatever it is I do, I always feel better afterwards. And I want people out there to know that, you know, that they have that power within them. Right, Lisa? They do.
They really do. It, you know, it's like when you neglect yourself, you're neglecting everybody. You need to take care of yourself first. And we were meant to move. We were meant to move our bodies. And what I love about Pilates is that you don't have to kill yourself to get results. You don't have to, you know, do endless repetitions with heavy weights. It's so soothing. This work is so soothing, and it feels like, oh gosh, I just feel fantastic. And you have energy, and you have vitality when you move, no matter what it is, jump rope, dancing. It's like this, internal shower. It's liberating to move.
Yeah. Okay. When you say internal shower, I wrote that down. Mm-hmm. Tell us, we only have about a minute before we're going to hear the music, but it's such a captivating phrase. What does it mean to have an internal shower?
Well, you know, getting toxins out by utilizing the breath, moving the body, moving the blood, moving things, clearing things out, house cleaning, internal house cleaning by movement and by breath. That is as best as way as I can describe the internal shower. Movement and breath, detoxifying, get it out. And, you know, I have clients that will come in here and sometimes they start crying because maybe they're holding on to something. Mm-hmm. They're holding on to something and they get it out because of the movement or the stretching.
Yeah, that would be me. I'm one of those. I remember the first time I did yoga and I hear the music, but my friend Patty DiBernardo said, "You may cry, Bernadette." And I'm like, "Yeah, whatever. I'm not going to cry." You know, when I was done, I was bawling like a baby.
It's happened to me.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'll keep you abreast of what my Pilates venture will be like, and I'll look you up on social media and connect to the app that you said. Thank you so much. What a pleasure to have you on the show today. Such a light.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You. Keep up the great work. I really appreciate it.
Oh gosh. Thank
Love
you.
Love what you guys are doing.
Thank you so much for saying that. Lisa, thanks again. Everyone, thank you for listening. Have a great, safe, happy Patty's Day, and get out there and enjoy it. Here in Dallas, the weather's wonderful. Remember, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life.